former state school superintendent, mental health director, and he was the recipient of the 2011 Detroit Regional Chamber Leadership Detroit Lifetime Achievement Award. He is a U.S.-China business and educational consultant, and he's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. We have a lot of different resources that we go to, whether it's newspapers, whether it's online sites, just to find out what's going on. And Tom happens to be my liaison about news with education and with China. Tom, it sounds like you're at the airport, are you?
I am. I'm heading out this morning at the airport, getting ready to catch a plane.
Where are you going?
The Big Apple.
All right. Well, Tom, there's a couple articles I wanted to talk about. You recently wrote about an article that was in Dome Magazine, and it was titled Powerful Monument to Persistence. And you were talking about Governor Rick Snyder and what he is trying to do by having a new built bridge from Detroit to Windsor. Talk about that article.
Clearly what the governor is trying to do is what we need to have done in this state is build bridges to economic development and opportunity. And that is happening with the bridge to Canada. It's been held up because of a lot of political shenanigans, and this is something that will create jobs for Michiganians. The governor has the support of all prior living governors, labor, business, and what we need to do is make sure that the Matty Maroon's money doesn't hold up progress for the state of Michigan. We have a bridge, the Mighty Mac, connecting the two peninsulas, and that was built because of persistence of governor and the legislature during those times.
Now, there are some challenges with this bridge because basically what is supposed to happen as far as funding this is Canada is going to loan us the money, and then that money will be paid back in tolls and fares for folks who are using the bridge. But there are those legislators who have concerns, first of all, whether that debt could be paid back in a timely manner and whether the numbers match up with what would be made in tolls and fees. What's your take on that?
Clearly been laid out that the Canadian government is going to put up the dollars. Obviously, there can be differences between legislatures, but we need to sit down and find ways that will build bridges to the future. And what the governor is trying to accomplish in building this international bridge will do just that. So we need to stop the debate. Let's get together and put this bridge together for the state of Michigan, which will create over 10,000 jobs.
So from what you know, you're comfortable that we will be able to repay that debt?
Absolutely. The people that have looked at this issue are very comfortable that this is something that needs to be done, can be done, and can be financed with the existing resources. I think that there's a lot of similarities to the Mackinac Bridge. You have the same kind of naysayers, and people say it couldn't be done from both an engineering perspective and from a fiscal perspective. It was done, and it's serving the people of the state of Michigan quite well today.
Well, when we talk about the folks that are holding us up, not only the Maroon family and their advertising dollars, which is putting out a message that some folks believe is inaccurate, but there are people who are on the Republican side who usually support the governor who have some concerns or are dragging their feet. So how does the governor get past that?
As I laid out in this article, and people can read it in depth at domemagazine.com, is that it's going to take a vision, which the governor has clearly laid out, leadership, which he's demonstrated over the years, and persistence. And we're going to need to continue to go at this issue with dogged determination, as the governor likes to say, and get this job done for the people of this great state.
Tom, we talked with Dr. Kane, who is the principal and primary manager of the Shabazz charter here in Lansing. They've had a lot of success with their test scores and teaching their kids, especially when it comes to math and reading. There's been a lot of debate about charter schools in the state of Michigan. There are some, including the Snyder administration, who want to see more charter schools. And there are those, including the two main teachers unions, who don't want to see more charter schools. You recently sent me an article, which I thought was pretty enlightening. It was titled, "So You Want to Create a Charter School." Tell us about that story.
Well, what it is that article was written for Education Week magazine in 1995. So many, many years ago, you know, I had the opportunity to help start the Forerunner, the first chartered school in the state of Michigan, the University Public School down at Wayne State University, and help create the first chartered school in the state of Florida. The only adjective that should matter, Tony, in front of school is quality. Because a lousy traditional school or a lousy chartered school is no better than each other. The focus needs to be off the ideological debate and on the focus of high-quality education for all of our children.
It's interesting, in reading this article, I thought, boy, could we really use this to be written today, and it was written in 1995. You talk about how you have been accused of being some type of white ring. Individual who's intent on destroying public school and teachers unions, and you write, as a Democrat, you've been asked that question and meaner versions over and over during the 4 years preceding the writing this article. But it seems like a lot of folks are still thinking in the same way.
Well, that they are, and as I point out in that article, there's a lot of different folks from an ideological standpoint of view and the like. But again, we need to get the focus back on what matters, and that's high-quality teaching and learning for our children. None of us want to send our children to a school that's not working. When we focus on teaching, learning, and children, and take the focus away from power, control, politics, and adults, then good things happen for our kids. And that doesn't matter if that focus is on power, control, politics, and adults from the left, or power, control, politics, and adults from the right. The focus needs to be on high-quality educational opportunities for all of our children, because the city, the state, the nation that gets its educational programs right are going to be the city, the state, the nation that's going to thrive in the hyper-competitive, transformational global economy that our children are going to inherit.
All right, what's the solution? How do you get the folks who are against charter schools to come on board, especially those unions?
Well, I think that, again, the focus needs to be back on quality, and everything in the legislation should be looking at, are we making sure that the providers, the people that are going to create a charter school, have a track record of history success of quality. The theme of a charter, and I think the universities have done a much better job of this in the last few years, is if a school's not working, if it's not cutting the mustard, it doesn't get to keep on running like the Energizer Bunny. That if a chartered school is not preparing our children for the future, not having high test scores, moving kids in the right direction, they ought to go out of business. And that ought to be our focus, not only on charters, but traditional schools as well. We cannot allow schools to operate for the benefits of the adults at the expense of our children and our collective future.
Dr. Kane from the Shabazz Academy here in Lansing said, and he brought this up a couple of times, he believes that they are a public school, that he has students from all over the city of Lansing, and that they shouldn't be frowned upon and looked badly upon by the MEA and the American Federation of Teachers.
Well, and absolutely, they are a public school. Chartered schools are public schools, just a different mode of providing that educational opportunity. Again, let's not get hung up on the semantics other than the word quality. A lousy charter is no better than a lousy traditional school, and vice versa.
All right, Tom Watkins, I know you got to catch a plane. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
It's always good to be with you.